Males with Song and Dance. Researchers have estimated that the dynamic duo may perform their Toledo song up to 5,000 times in one day. An impressive vocal feat indeed. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Good evening. The time is 7 p.m. and you're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, B.C. on stolen Coast Salish territory. I'm Lynn. Today we're going to talk about some shoegaze as usual. Today's kind of thesis is 2010's shoegaze revival. And so we're going to start off by differentiating, okay, what does a shoegaze revival mean? Well, if you think of what shoegaze is, if you are unfamiliar, it is a subgenre of alternative rock that stems from post-punk, and it basically was spearheaded by bands like My Bloody Valentine, Ride, Slow Dive. It's a very noisy, hazy sound and obscured vocals, etc., etc. You get the whole point, and we'll show some examples, but it's kind of had a few revival periods here and there. We're kind of living in a shoegaze revival moment at the moment. And I think that the current shoegaze revival is definitely more informed by post-hardcore and kind of emo inflections rather than just post-punk, as we see with bands like Dive and Beach Fossils. And so we're going to start off today listening to, from the Ocean Demos, we're going to listen to the song Droon, which is the first track. I was actually going to bring in a tape that my partner had made, but unfortunately the tape wasn't working, so we're going to have to listen digitally, unfortunately, this time. And then after that, we're going to listen to Birthday by Beach Fossils. These are kind of quintessential 2010s shoegaze revival, as I said.